Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Today's topic, how do you approach building your own personal awareness around issues or informing yourself about a situation? The story in your head. Years ago, I read the books Crucial Conversations and Crucial Confrontation, two books that gave me new perspective and new leadership behaviors. As a result of reading the books and wanting to learn more, I went to a training where I learned a great concept that I want to explore today and then discuss the strategy to support making good leadership decisions. The concept and mind frame for me was the idea that we each carry with us our own perspective, and as a result of our life experiences, we develop stories and narratives in our mind. The idea is that when we arrive at a problem or life puzzle, we stop, and using our previous experiences, we quickly develop a story in our heads. Many times, this story is accurate and reflective of reality, but too many other times, it is complete and total fiction. It is this story in our head that creates a lot of anxiety, wasted energy, anger, resentment, and it clouds our judgment. Here's what happens. Someone makes a comment and we process the comment and maybe even forget about it. But then later in our day, we think about the comment again and find ourselves adding to that comment. The comments are many times just something simple like this. Hey, Ted, I didn't like that very much. Now I hear it and I respond, yeah, sorry about that. Later in the day, I replay the comment in my head, but then I do something odd, and I think most of us do it. I add other comments that the same person has made to me about other experiences or people. Some of the other comments are from a few days or weeks ago, maybe even months or years. Then all of a sudden, I start to develop a narrative in my head, and that narrative never existed before. I begin to get upset, sometimes nervous, anxious, even angry. I start saying things to myself like, hey, they said they didn't like that. I wonder if that means they don't like me. I wonder if that means they didn't like what I'm doing. I wonder if I'm going to lose my job. Whoa, why does this happen? Well, the science behind it is clear. We take all of our life experiences, physical, personal, emotional, and we combine them into one event. We think it to death, and then we create a false narrative. But here's the scary part. We walk around with that story in our head until we get it out. But most people and leaders don't know how to get it out of their head. Well, the easiest thing in the world to do is walk up to someone that you've created a story around and say the following. I've been thinking a lot about what you said, and I want to share with you the story in my head. Then you share the story in your head. This is not confrontational, threatening, or intimidating. It actually allows you to say what you need to, keeps you in control, and puts it back on the other person to correct the new narrative that you created. So the person in the aforementioned scenario that said they didn't like something could have completely controlled my mindset for a long time, or I could go up and say the following. Hey, so earlier today you told me that you didn't like that very much, and I walked away and started to think about it, and you know, the story in my head is that you don't like me, and that others don't like me, and now I'm going to have a hard time getting this done, and I want to know. And here's the critical part of the strategy. The next sentence. I want to know what is incorrect about the story in my head. Many times the other person will look at you and tell you your story is right or wrong. And by framing it in the manner, you give the other person permission to acknowledge what is accurate and what is not. And most importantly, you get the narrative out of your head and into the open. Almost every time I've used this technique or coached others to the strategy, it has resulted in the exact same outcome. The story in your head has gone so far off the rails that the person usually smiles and says, this isn't even close to what I meant. They thank you for having the courage to say something, and then they correct it, like this. Ted, before when I said I didn't like that very much, I wasn't talking about your process. I was talking about the dressing on my salad. That happens all the time. But now think about this for a minute. How much energy do you waste as a person, parent, teacher, or leader walking around with these crazy narratives in your head? The answer? Too much. Another issue that we all face is when we develop these narratives without getting all of the information. Much like confronting the story in our head, we must confront the reality by ensuring that we are getting the entire picture. And way too often we are developing stories in our heads, creating problems that don't exist, or casting blame when what we should simply do is take a walk and put our eyes on the issue. One of the 7 principles of continuous improvement is to see the system that produces the current outcomes. Many times, we as leaders, teachers, parents, or people fail to get the entire picture of a situation before we move forward with our decision-making. We sit in our homes, offices, classrooms, and we develop a story in our head as to what is happening. We make decisions and judgments without going into the environment that is actually creating the issue, and we overrule or decide to do something different without ever seeing the entire situation firsthand. One of my all-time favorite life experiences was when I toured Charter Steel in Saukville, Wisconsin. I had never before been in a steel mill, and this one is one of the largest in the United States. I was given a 4-hour tour of the plant, and I went from the start to the finish of the process. It was on this tour that I was inspired to start to understand the bigger pictures of systems and the importance of seeing what is going on instead of simply making judgments. At the entrance to the plant are gigantic semis that are dumping old, rusty scraps of iron and steel, everything from coffee cans to those wheels on railroad cars and trains. From here, an enormous magnet sends them into the plant where they are melted down, poured through what looks like miles of forming lines, and eventually rolled into giant bales and shipped out on semis. As I walk this huge system, I watch the men and women looking at all the different systems, and when a problem occurred, someone in office didn't just bark an order. They put on their gear and put their eyes on the problem. It was from this experience that I began to tour every system that I could. Why? The more I could immerse myself in the inner workings of systems, the less likely I was to make a decision that impacted parts of the whole. Much like the stories in our head, when we don't go out and look at who or what is producing the issue, we can't address the problem, and instead we continue to create the wrong narrative and many false strategies. When we are charged with leadership, we need to understand the issues, the people, the systems, and the conditions. Instead of making up stories about what is going on, we should go and see it. My favorite example of this is when people tour school systems and they grow in their understanding and empathy. So many times we judge what is going on in the schools. We won't adopt the vision of other leaders, or we simply create a narrative in our head as to why something is occurring, and we fight it. However, once you take a day and you start in the earliest childhood programs and you go all the way up to the high school, going level by level, you see the journey of a student. You see the reason why things are implemented, and you get an entirely new perspective of something that you thought you completely understood. The best corporate leaders, entrepreneurs, educators, manufacturers always write their own narrative by seeing the people and products they oversee firsthand. Because if you don't truly understand the conditions that you are responsible for, you make up excuses, cast blame, find reasons to avoid the truth or facts, and you lead yourself and those you serve in the wrong direction. Leaders can tell themselves all different kinds of stories. They can create false narratives, and they can fail themselves and others with great speed by ignoring the confrontations they need to have, both with other people and reality. Confront the narratives in your head before they grow out of control and impact you emotionally in the wrong way. Don't find ways to not see the systems and people you are responsible for. Instead, find ways to be part of what is going on around you. When someone doesn't email you back, maybe they have something else going on. When someone says something and it strikes you oddly, share the story in your head. On this podcast, we've talked about subjects like this before, and now you have 2 new leadership strategies to support the success of yourself and others. Remember, if you want others to change their behaviors, you have to first change your own. If you have children or work with children and they are being difficult, ask them this. Ask what they'd like you to do different in order for them to stop whatever it is they are doing that is wrong. If they have any level of trust for you, they'll tell you. And now the second one is to share the story in your head back with them. Both strategies provide the other person the opportunity to change and support themselves, and they both are respectful ways to confront another person or situation. Leaders cannot afford to walk around with false narratives. Leaders cannot afford to ignore the easy option to go and see the conditions around them. And leaders cannot afford to disappoint others by failing to simply confront the real story. So let's do some smart thinking. What are the stories in your head, and will you confront those stories by sharing them? When you get to a point of frustration or anxiety, can you demonstrate the courage to expel the new narrative and get to the heart of the real matter? Will you take the time to put your eyes on this entire situation so that you see the reasons you are getting the results you're getting? And lastly, what will you do as you start to feel a story emerging in your head? Will you immediately confront it or allow it to grow into a chapter book? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. Please help me grow the podcast and share this on your social platform. Thank you to the Well Pennies as always for their music. And if you have any needs, please email me or post comments on Twitter or the Smart Thinking Facebook page. This week's episode was sparked by an experience I had coaching a leader a few weeks ago. As we were discussing a situation they were facing, she indicated that she believed that people were doing things intentionally to sabotage her expectations, that others were not willing to meet the outcomes. As we were talking, I asked her to do what we just talked about on this podcast. Confront the people in your organization by sharing the story in your head, and then go and see people in action to find out what was really going on. A few days later, my cell phone rang, and the conversation started out with her saying, "Ted, I am so stupid." She then said that she shared the story in her head with key people, and they looked at her like she was insane. No one was trying to sabotage anything. They indicated they weren't doing it because they were told by her that she was going to send out a reminder when they were supposed to start. And once she went out and looked at what people weren't doing, she realized that she had not sent them the materials to get started. Everyone was basically sitting around waiting for the results. When I was done, she told me that I needed to share this trick with everyone. So here you go, everyone. A trick I took from someone else and now is yours. Be well and do great things for others and yourself.
Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.